The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a pair of important cases that test the ability of public officials to block critics from their personal social media pages. The cases echo issues raised in a now defunct suit against then-President Donald Trump for blocking his critics on Twitter. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Kevin Linke is a frequent gadfly at the Port Huron government in Michigan. He sued the city manager, James Freed, because Freed blocked him from his personal Facebook page. Linke says he began posting comments on Freed's page at the beginning of the pandemic because he found information there that wasn't available elsewhere.
Mr. Freed was using his page. He was putting out policy directives. He was issuing press statements. And this was the only place this information was being relayed to the communities.
Freed said he's not an elected official, that this was his personal page, which he began in college. He says that he maintained the page at home on his personal computer and that the information for constituents that he put on the site had been made public previously through the city's communications office and local media.
80% of the posts are my personal family photos, pictures of my dog. I'm a foodie. I like to show pictures of where I go out to eat. I'm a public official. In this line of work, it is not uncommon to have people with mental health challenges come after you. Had I thought for a moment that this page was public and that I didn't control it, I would never have posted photos of my little girls or my wife.
The reference to people with mental health issues is not incidental. While Freed says he has no specific memory of Linke's posts on his page, he says he blocked Linke because of his aggressive behavior.
And for a good chunk of this case, he was incarcerated for stalking individuals.
Linke maintains that his incarcerations were related to his 9-year custody battle, and that regardless, his brushes with the law have had nothing to do with this case. He says he sued Freed for blocking his comments on what amounted to a government Facebook page.
This has been an ongoing issue with Mr. Freed as far as blocking people, deleting them. He's been doing it for years and years. I'm the first person to actually challenge him on it.
Linke has been involved in altercations with other public officials and even was carted out of a city council meeting. But lots of difficult people prevail in cases that test important constitutional principles. The issue at the Supreme Court today is how courts should evaluate these questions when they occur on a public official's allegedly personal social media page. Most appeals courts have ruled that when public officials create an online place for public comments, the First Amendment freedom of speech prevents those officials from barring people whose comments they don't like. But in this case, the appeals court ruled that city manager Freed's Facebook page was personal, that he did not use his government authority to maintain it, and that therefore he was not using his office to block Linke. In short, that he wasn't using the authority of the state to suppress Linke's speech. Local government associations have weighed in to note that government officials have First Amendment rights, too. And in weighing their rights against constituent rights in the social media age, the Supreme Court should set out a clear and easy-to-apply standard. Amanda Karras of the Municipal Lawyers Association sets out what she calls the authority test, which includes, among other things,
if the government owns the social media account, if the government by law or regulation authorizes or requires the creation of the social media account.
Countering that argument in the Supreme Court today, Linke's lawyer, Alon Kedem, will argue that when public officials invoke the trappings of their office on social media, they cannot suppress the speech of their critics.
One of the key aspects of this case is that Mr. Freed was talking to the public as a city manager, essentially performing his job by answering their questions about the services that the city was providing.
If all of this sounds familiar, that's because when Donald Trump was president, he used his personal Twitter account to communicate with the public and blocked his critics. Two lower courts ruled that illegal before he left office. City manager Freed maintains his case is entirely different.
No city staff ever had access to my account. Whereas in the Donald Trump case, White House staff was accessing and posting and official federal devices had access to the page.
Alon Kedem, Linke's lawyer, says those are distinctions without a difference, that the Linke case and the Trump case are the same, and in fact, that the Linke case is perhaps more important.
To a lot of people in the country, the city manager of their town makes decisions that have a lot more direct effect on their lives and the lives of their family than the president, and they want to have a way to communicate with the city manager. So the question here is just, do they get that chance?
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.